One. She was dead. She was dead, and she pronounced herself so mere moments after she had opened the door and entered into what was left of her fantasy for the very last time. On the table by the door sat an ashtray into which they would leave their keys. When hers clattered down alone, it was the emptiest sound she had ever felt. She would have called his name in an attempt to bridge this gulf, to shatter this silence self-imposed, but it would do no good. Much later, she would make the rounds and find spaces in the closet, under the bed, in the bookcase and elsewhere, not unlike the ones in her stories, locations and people that either were visited and did not exist, or the other way around. So there, in that moment of endings, she thought about what it must have been like at the beginning, when she still had control, when she was the one arranging the fruit and the bowl, and not the fruit itself. She had a half-empty ashtray, a half-full story about her tardiness and the knowledge that she was dead, but with years left to live.